Praise the Lord. How many of you say that there is God? Can I see your hand? There is God. How many of you say that there is no God? If you have not raised your hand, then you have definitely said that there is no God. Because whenever somebody asks this question, either you should know the answer or you should not know the answer, right? If you know the answer, you say yes. If you don't know the answer, what you will say? Many times we don't say no, but I don't know. That's the answer what we give. But you know, the foolish man said in his heart, there is no God. What did the foolish man said? There is no God. There is no God at all. And if a foolish man says that there is no God, you know what God does? If you say that there is God, that there should be some reaction, right? There should be some reaction. There's father and mother, and the child came from school, and he's playing, and mom just went out, and she returns home, and she's asking the son, is dad home? And dad is in the home. But the son had no clue that dad is in home. And when mom said, is dad at home? And son says, no. Dad is listening from inside. You know what daddy will do? He will give a big smile. He will laugh sitting in his room. He will laugh. The reason why, because this child has not seen, though dad is in the house. This child has not seen. And daddy is laughing and he comes out and says, I'm here. The same thing with God. Many of us, we say, the world is gripped in this. They say that there is no God. We think that atheists are saying these things. Many times, even the believers, they have their doubt when they are surrounded by the circumstances. Therefore, says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vain. There is no one who does good. Now listen to the answer. The Lord looked down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understands and who seeks God. And when God is looking at us, and when we say that there is no God, definitely God is smiling at us, because we do not know about his existence. And there are many times, there are so many questions in our life. There are many times there are questions in our life, and especially when you are surrounded by circumstances. When you are surrounded by circumstances, the first question is, where is God? The very first question is, where is God? If God is there, why am I surrounded with these circumstances? ఒకవేళ దేవుడు ఉన్నట్లయితే ఈ సమస్యలు ఎందుకు కదండి? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్? ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. ఓకే, లెట్ మీ టెల్ యూ సంథింగ్. ఆల్వేస్ వీ విల్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. And don't dream yourself by not having problems. Every person will have problems. Every person will have a burden. Every person will have a burden. Good or bad, there will be burdens in our lives, and we will be surrounded by circumstances in our life. But do not have the burden of sin and doubt in your life. Do not have a burden of sin and doubt in your life. Because God puts some burdens on us. You get my point? It is from God who puts burden on us. Now you can say that that's not fair. Why he has to put burdens on me? What is the reason that he should put burden on me? You know why God puts burdens on us? Why God brings circumstances? Why God brings storms in our life? What is the reason? We'll go to Psalm 55. I think if I'm sure, Psalm 55 verse 20. Psalm 55 and verse 22, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord. Now this is L-O-R-D, all capitals. That cast your burden on Yahweh, Adonai. Cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Cast your burden. Again, this quotation is picked by Peter, and again he brings it in 1 Peter 5, 7. He says, cast your burden on the Lord. Or do not be anxious of anything. Cast your burden. Do not be anxious. Don't worry what is going to happen in your life. Anxiousness comes into us when we are not certain of circumstances in our life. When there is no definite answer. When you are searching for things in your life. What's going to happen? Anxiousness. And therefore the word of God says that cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. Not only he sustains you, but he will teach you what is right and what is correct. What is right in your life? He will teach you. Then what should I say? Burdens. God puts burdens on us, circumstances on us. Now when he says that cast your burden, do not be anxious over anything. Now he's asking you to roll that burden on him because he careth for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Now God wants to carry your burden, but he will carry your burden only when you cast your burden on him. You have to put your burden on God. Let it roll on him. Let it go to him. Now when you start carrying your own burdens, you won't be able to because you don't have strength, my friends. The reason why God brings the circumstances in our life, the reason why God brings the hardships in our life, the reason why the storm hits us, is he wants us to look to him. Only God knows what is your weakness. Only God knows what is my weakness. Only God knows what is happening in my life. Only God knows how to train us. And therefore he says that if I love you, I will discipline you. The meaning of discipline is training. instructions. I will instruct you the way you need to go, the way you need to follow. Many times in our life we have questions. What, why, and where? How many of you have experienced the goodness of God in your life? Praise the Lord. Amen. How many of you have experienced and forgotten the goodness of God in your life? Praise the Lord. You know, the question comes to us when we forget. When we forget the experience what God has given us in our life. If you have forgotten the experience of God, then always when you're facing a new storm in your life, it's always a question mark because you have forgotten the past. That's the reason constantly God has reminded his people, Israelites, that what he has done when they were in Egypt. When God has brought them out, he says, do not forget to remember the way I have delivered you. Because the day you forget, you'll have a big question mark. The day you forget, you will not load your burdens on me, but rather you will try to solve your own problems and you have no strength of doing those things. Judges chapter 6, 7, 8. There's a beautiful story. The story of Gideon. The meaning of Gideon is Jerubbabel. The meaning of Gideon is Jerubbabel. This man is a very poor man. And he's a farmer. One day, now he's after his farming, he had some grain. He's at the threshing fold, and you know, he is in a low-level area because these people were often frightened of their enemies. And Midianites and Amalekites, they were constantly coming and taking all their crops, not leaving anything to them to eat. And these people have to work hard, but they will not get any food to eat because the enemies are coming and robbing from them. So one day he is very busy cleaning his wheat, and all of a sudden, God appears to him. Right? God appears to him and says that, Gideon, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you as a warrior, because I'm going to deliver you from your enemies. And this man said, first of all, I don't know who you are. And he says, I'm your God, the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm your God. And he said, if you are God, then let me do something. I want to experience. You know, I want some proof. What he did, he took a piece of cloth, and he had just put it in the open. He says, by morning, only this piece of cloth should be wet, not the ground. And he put the cloth and he went. And in the morning when he got up, he saw that the cloth is wet. And the whole ground was dry. He said, whoa, this works. And the next night he says, okay, some proof is there. Now this night what I want is to do it in opposite way. I want the whole ground to be wet except the cloth. And God said, okay, don't worry. And next day when he goes, as he said, it happens. Now he's not convinced with this. He says, now I want to give you an offering. I want to give a sacrifice. And Lord said, okay, what do you want to give? Go and bring it. And he goes and brings a sacrifice. And God said that, okay, put it on the rock. And as soon as he has put it on the rock, that has been consumed. Then he knew that he is in the presence of God. And God said, Gideon, I'm going to use you to deliver my people. I'm going to use you to deliver my people. And Gideon said, Lord has spoken to me. Now he is going to give us victory over our enemies. So he gathered people, and they were all with him. There were about 32,000 people. How many? 32,000 people. And next day morning, God visits him and says, oh, I don't want so many people. So God said, send people who are afraid of war. Ask them if they are afraid of war, and if they say yes, send them back home. And he announced and said, are you afraid of war? Then there were about 22,000 people said, yes. So all 22,000, he said, let them go home. Now how many are there? 10,000. God said, there are too many. There are too many. And God told Gideon, take them to a lake where there is water. I want them to drink water. Now, whoever kneels down and takes water in his hands and drinks, licks the water, those are the people I'm going to select. And these 10,000 people went to the water. And you know, out of 10,000, how many selected? How many? You know, any idea? Praise the Lord. How many? 300 people. 32,000. From 32,000, the number had come to 300. Now, Gideon never said to God, only 300? My enemies are vast army. They have vast army. And you are giving me only 300? No, no. He never questioned, because he has seen the power of God. Now, let me tell you something. When you experience the power of God in your life, you will zip your mouth. No words will come out of you, because you will trust in Him. No anxiousness, no anxiety, no problem, because all your problems are rolled into Him. And there is a newness in Him, in you. There is a strength in you. There is a power in you. And never Gideon questioned God. Beautiful. And Gideon said, planning. Okay, let us divide into three groups. 100, 100, 100. And the enemies are camping to attack these people. And night, overnight, Gideon goes. And, you know, when he's going, he says, okay, take your torch. What he says? Everyone should have torch. That is fire. Now imagine, 3,500 years back, this story. There were no lights, no electricity. He says, take your torch. And I want you to take a pot. Because you have to hide that. Okay? And let's go and surround. As soon as the trumpet sound, you hear the trumpet sound, you need to break the pot. The lights will come, and all of you should shout. What the enemies were doing, nighttime, enemies were sleeping. Good sleep. The enemy attacks when you're sleeping. Because enemy has his own ways of dealing. Right? Jesus said, Peter, John, and James, can't you be awake and pray with me? Right? And he says, be careful. Be watchful. Because when you are not watchful, there is somebody who's going to attack you. And all the enemies were fast asleep, not understanding that there is going to be an attack. Midnight, they all go as per the plan. As soon as the trumpet call, They break their pots and they start shouting. In the darkness, the people, their enemies who were sleeping, they think that, whoa, man, these people have come and fallen on us. They started killing each other. And the word of God says, let's go to the 8th chapter, Judges. Judges 8th chapter. Now here, in this chapter, and Judges chapter 7, verse 40, yeah. Can you read 7? Yes, read 22. Thank you. Now see, he called everybody and he went for the war. He came back victorious. Let me tell you something. After this war, their enemies never attacked them anymore. But the saddest part is the people have forgotten how God has delivered them from their enemies. And they have fallen again from the presence of God. They have fallen from the presence of. In our life, when we forget the experience of God in our life, the power of God in our life, always we are going to fall down. We will never be able to stand in the presence of God. You need to understand. Roll your burden on God and do not be anxious over anything. Let there not be any question, my friends. You know, when you understand the power of God, when God has done something in your life, when you understand the power of God, when you understand that God exists, when you understand that God is in control of my life, when you say that I belong to God, you will always praise God in every circumstances. You will always say that thank you for giving me, because I know that there is something wrong in me and you want to eliminate those things from me. We don't want to go through hard times in our life. Unless and until you go through hard times in your life, never you are going to experience the power of God. Never you will experience the power of God. You know, they have forgotten, but there was a king who remembered what God has done. Because when we forget God in our life, again we will be hit by a storm. Again the circumstances will face us. Again the anxiety grows. Again the burdens are there on us. Right? Now, when you are low in your life, when you're trying to carry your own burden, you'll be in tears. The enemies came back. They want to attack, but this time it's a different king, Jehoshaphat. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles 20. Second Chronicle 20, I'm reading from verse 6 I'm reading, then I will read verse 6 and 7 and verse 12. Now these people again are surrounded and they have news that their enemies are going to come and hit. Okay, now Jehoshaphat stands. He says, O Lord, God of our father, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdom of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Now let's go to the 11th verse. 12th verse. O God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast enemy, army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Beautiful prayer. I don't know how many of you prayed like this. When you are surrounded by circumstances, when you are loaded with burdens, when you are in problem, I don't know how many of you pray this prayer. But this is a beautiful prayer. Jehoshaphat is praying. And you know, in this, there are three things what I want to bring to your notice. Now see, when you remember the power of God in your life, when you say that God exists, when you say that I belong to the God, when you say that He is my Lord, my Savior, now there are three things what you happen. Now verse 6, and said, Lord God our Father, are you not the God? Number one, there are three questions what is going to come. Are you not the God? When you look to yourself, when you kneel down with your problems, the first thing what we are going to ask is, are you not the God? Right? He's asking, are you not the God? The second one is 7th verse. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants? Number one, are you not the God? Did you not? Right? Are you not? Did you not? And number three, in 12th verse, O God, will you not? Beautiful. There are three things. What is asking? Did you not? Are you not? Did you not? The first one is, are you not? Did you not? And will you not? How many of you pray this prayer, my friends? Let me ask you. When you are surrounded, how many of you pray this prayer? How many of you pray? There is so much of power in this prayer. The king was surrounded by enemies. They have forgotten the goodness of God in their life. The calamities have hit them again. There is a problem. There is a burden. And God says, roll it back to me. When you roll it, this is the prayer you say, that are you not the God? Are you not the God? Did you not drive? Right? And the last thing, will you not? Beauty. God is going to do things in our life. God is going to do things in our life. But how do you trust Him? The fool says in his heart that there is no God. The fool says that there is no God. But when you believe in God, when you are hit by these circumstances in your life, raise your hands and praise God. Because when God comes to you, He says, I'm going to give you strength to overcome. Gideon, I have chosen you. I will do what I have planned for you to do. And God has used Gideon. And he has delivered his whole nation. But the nation failed to understand the plan and the purpose of God in their life. They were hit by circumstances again. And Joseph, the king, he stands up and he remembers what God has done in their life. He remembers what God has done in their life, and therefore he prays that, what he prays, are you not the God? Did you not drive? Will you not? Are you not? Did you not? Will you not? Pray. See, there is power in your prayer. There is power. There is power in that prayer. There were two friends. And these two friends were speaking to each other. And one friend came and said, I will put a question and I will answer. Then you will put a question and you will answer. He says, wait a minute. You will put a question and you will answer. I will put a question and I will answer. I don't understand. But however, okay. He says, okay, this is the question. When the rabbit is digging the hole, I think the rabbit should dig the hole from inside to outside and take out the mud. Then the guy said, how can rabbit do? Dig the mud from outside to inside. Then the friend said, it's not my question, it's your question. You have to answer. You get me? He gave a question. He says, rabbit has to dig. Correct? Before he gives, the friend said, how can the rabbit dig from inside to outside? Then the friend said, it's not my question, buddy. It's your question. So you have to answer. Many times, we don't know. The answers are in God. The answers are in God. We have many questions. We don't understand why and how these things are happening in my life. And God says, don't worry about those things. What God says? Don't worry about those things. Roll them on me and I will take care of your problem. I don't know what sort of a problem you have today if you're sitting. I don't know what sort of anxiety you have today. Come to the feet of Lord Jesus Christ and confess. In 1 John, first chapter 7, he says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. In other words, if you approve, right? If you approve yourself that I have something wrong in me, if you assent, if you understand, and if you say that there is something wrong in me for not understanding God in my life, so I need to come into the presence of God. I need to come into the presence of God and I need to give myself to Him so that He will solve my problems. So that He will solve my problems. Don't be anxious. Let me tell you something. Don't be anxious. Just give your problem to God. When you're giving your problem to God, you're confessing your weakness in the presence of God. Confession is different from repentance. Confession is different from repentance. You know, repentance is turning back, not going and not doing things what you were doing. And you will say that when you repent, I will not do. Especially in the marriages, when we see that there is a pledge, right? I will be faithful to you. I will not look to anybody till death us do apart. When you say that I am not going to, I will be faithful to you, that means you are confessing that you will not be faithful to anybody except this lady. In other words, you are turning the whole world from yourself and you are looking only to this lady. Repentance is looking back, you know, looking, turning and looking to your God, looking to Him, not looking anywhere else. Confession, which brings that what is happening in your life. You may have fallen down. You may have accepted Jesus, but you may have fallen down. When you have fallen down, you don't need to take bath. What Jesus said, a person, if he has a bath, he need not go for bath, but only washing is enough. Confession is enough. If today, if any anxiety, if you are facing a problem today in your life, only way is to come into the presence of God. And your prayer is a prayer of Joseph. Your prayer is, Father, are you not? Did you not? Will you not? God shows you the past, what He has done in your life. And when you see very clearly what He has done, automatically you will release your anxiousness, your problems into God. And say that, take care of myself. Take care of myself. You know, King George the Sixth, Queen's mother, he got up one night and said to the gatekeeper, give me the lamp. Let me go into the dark. Okay? Let me go into the dark to see what is there. And the gatekeeper said, go into the dark and put your hand in the hand of God. He will show you what is in the dark with His light. Get into the darkness. Put your hands in God's hand. He will reveal the secrets.